Hello and welcome to Kasten's podcast. Kasten is always being me. This being my 13th podcast now. It's been a little rainy in Montreal these days. I'm thinking that probably has some effect on the fact that the leaves, which should slowly be turning yellow, aren't doing it as fast as I'd like them to. Because as I've mentioned before, I got my big camera now, and I'd like to start taking pictures of the leaves while they're nice and while they're not only green and boring. But apparently it's not happening all that much this year. You know, I think they just go from being green to falling off the trees. So I don't know. I guess I'll have to wait and see. I've been listening to a lot of music these days. Music from Fiona Apple. She has a new album. It's called Extraordinary Machine. It's not per se extraordinary. It's actually a nice album. It really is. She doesn't have any classics. She kept it, well, you know, she tried to stay pretty safe on this one, I think. But, you know, you can give it a listen yourself. Ashley Simpson, who you all know and love from the wonderful TV show, also has a new album, or it'll come out this Tuesday, which would be October 18th. I've had a listen to it, and it's actually quite bad. The first song, it opens really nicely because it gives... kind of has a reminiscence of Franz Ferdinand, which is nice, if you all know Franz Ferdinand. If not, that's fine. I get my music reviews from this really nice website. It compiles a lot of reviews from a lot of websites and magazines and all these things and rates them percentage-wise and puts them on this one main website. And this website is called Metacritic.com. They have reviews of movies, DVDs, CDs, games. I'm not big into games or anything. It's just I generally look into the CD collection. Well, that's that info. I was walking downtown Montreal a couple of days back. There's this woman on the street. She had this big sign and it said free piercings. And the friend who I was walking with, she was psyched about it, and she was like, ooh, free piercings. And so she talked to the woman, and the woman said, yes, the piercings are free, but, you know, you have to buy the jewelry, too, and I think you generally have to put the jewelry in right away after the piercing. You can't walk around a couple of days without you know, new jewelry, or else the hole will be closed again in no time. So anyway, so free piercings, but no free jewelry, so that's how they get you. So if anyone holds up a sign that says free piercing, don't believe everything you see. I have a email address that is specifically for the podcast now, and believe it or not, it's with Gmail, and it's really easy to remember. I made it really easy, and it's thepodcaster@gmail.com. I'm not using it for other purposes except for podcasting. So maybe someone will write me, or if you do write me, whatever, you know, just write if you have any comments or questions or whatever. I am getting a steady flow of listeners, as mentioned a while back, and I'm really, really happy about that. I really hope you enjoy it. And if you'd like me to become better at what I'm doing, please tell me so. I went to the bookstore today, and I was looking around for a book, which they didn't have. The book was, it's called Pical, or Tikal. Pical is the first part of a two-book series. And the second one is called Tikal. Pical, you write that P-I-H-K-A-L. And it's a book written by the chemist Professor Shulgin. He's known as the father of psychedelic drugs. He's invented many drugs. And he has revived ecstasy, I think, which was developed in the late 1920s or something. And so he revived all these things, and he published this book about it. And, you know, it's just interesting to see, because this man, he works, in a way, he works for the American government, and he gets funded and all these things, and he's allowed making these psychedelic drugs. And so the government more or less funds his research, which is really quite interesting. And in court cases, he's either with the government, you know, explaining how using so-and-so drug, this and this drug, could be a crime, But he's also, you know, he's in the defense. Sometimes drug users call him up, and he's, I think he's quite willing to defend them. Because people say no one else on the planet has done more drugs than Sasha and Anne Slughin. They're married, and they're both chemists. So anyway, they didn't have that book. So I was looking for another book, and it's this book about Photoshop. And I'd like to learn more about it. And the thing is, the book costs about $90. And so I don't know. Because, you know, the more photos, the more color photos it has, you know, obviously the more expensive it'll be. But I think it's no fun looking at the art of photography in black and white, crud photos, if you're actually looking at color photos. If you're buying a black and the art of black and white photography and you have a black and white book, I guess that's pretty reasonable. But I think if you're looking at color photography and you have a book printed in black and white, to keep it cheap, I don't know how great that is. So I guess spending the extra bucks will probably be worth it. Anyway, I hope you're all well. I hope you had a really nice week. Not all that much has happened in my life recently, so maybe you've noticed in this podcast. I hope you have a really nice week, and thanks for listening. Bye.